we still have a few nekudos to be mevar in the previous sugya in terms of rov atal b'maisa, and then hopefully we have a chance to move on to the next sugya. Although those are our famous last words, sometimes when we start to be mevar a few nekudos, so it takes us more than we expected. So you never know what's going to come our way. So let's see if we can just backtrack a little bit to where we're up to. So of course, there's really one question that we're dealing with, is how could the Gemara entertain the possibility of Cheskos HaBadok? What happened to the deficiency of a rov atal b'maisa? So, in trying to answer this question, we developed the whole machlokes rishonim as to whether the deficiency of rov atal b'maisa is really a deficiency in a Torah now. We pointed out Ramban in Maseches Chulin, then we dug up a Rashi in Maseches Chulin, and we said that if you go down the route of it only being a deficiency in the Rabbanan, then there would be a little bit more wiggle room, and that was the approach that we took. The first beer. And then we moved on to say that even a niach like the Ramban, who clearly is of the opinion that it's a deficient rov min haTorah, we still had another bahalach. That's how we started off the end of the Shiur on Thursday into the world of the Bina Sadam. I want to just go back track just for one moment before we get back to the Bina Sadam, which is really the thrust of today's this conclusion of the sugya. This machlekes rishonim, very well documented, explicit machlekes the Ramban and the Rashba, whether a rov atal b'maisa is an acceptable rov min haTorah. Do we have any raya's for this? Are there any dinim we can bring as a raya to this? So there is a fascinating raya from the Bina Sadam himself. The Bina Sadam suggests that he has a raya from the following institution, and the institution is called Demai. We know that the Mishnah tells us, the Gemara tells us, that in the days of Yechon and Kohen Gadol, so there was a big survey that was taken, big census that was taken throughout Klal Yisrael, who is makbid on a fresh instrument of ISIS and who is not. And when all the ballots came in, all right, maybe some were fake, some were not, all the results came in. So here was the following conclusion. These were the numbers. Our survey says as follows. Just about all members of Klal Yisrael are mafresh truma, but not all are mafresh maisers. Now, truth to be told, the majority were mafresh maisers, but there was an amount, there were some people who were not mafresh maisers. And therefore, Chazal made a takona, that lekech demai, lekech tvua miyama oretz, if you buy something from someone who doesn't have absolute trustworthiness, he's not a chover, he's not someone who has proved to us and been certified to us to be believed in this area, you buy from a regular guy, a regular hick, a regular farmer, and he tells you, yeah, no problem, Rabbi, I took off all the maestros. We cannot believe him. At the Rabbanu, we have to be mafresh maestros as well. That's the takona of demai. So the Gemara says very, very clearly that demai is only mid the Rabbanu. That's why we have many coolers and many, many leniencies that we have concerning demai. It's for sure only mid the Rabbanu. Frek the chayodom in the Sefer Binus Adam, he says, why is it only mid the Rabbanu? Because rov ami ha'aretz ma'asrin hain. But wait a second, that's a rove, you named the guys, you said it guys, let's hear it all together now. It's a rove, a what? Rove atal b'maisa? So how in the world can a rove atal b'maisa be an acceptable rove? How can the Gemara say in Shabbos, Chav Gimel, rove ha-me'aris ma'asunayn, and therefore demai is only a chumim mid-rabbanon? It should be not acceptable mid-ra'isa because it's a rove atal b'maisa. Zemin fendoa, says the Chayyadam, that the whole deficiency of a rove atal b'maisa is only a chumim mid-rabbanon. Only a chumim mitirabanan, and that's the reason why demai really works min haTorah. Why it's taka mutter min haTorah. Ad kan divrei chayodim. Do we remember the kashas in the chayodim? There's something funny about this chayodim. Chayodim telling you that the whole takan is demai. The whole masechta mishnah is called masechta demai, that is dedicated to this din derabanan that was instituted in the days of Yechon and Kohen Gadol. And according to the Chayyadam, it's only a din mid the Rabbanu because min haTorah it's okay based on Rov. What's Bekasha? According to the Chayyadam, it would appear that there was never really a formal takana to asa demai. There was no official Moshe based in that demai is asur, because the Chayyar, according to the Chayyadam, if every case of demai is a rov atal b'maisa, which is anyway no good midirabonon, if there is a takana klolis that Chazal will not accept a rov atal b'maisa, So then why do I need a special takon of Yechanan Kohen Gadol? Why did the Hilgi Tanoim have to sit have a Moshe Beis Din to ask the Demai? Tabulay that there's a din derabbanan, a din klali din derabbanan, the mishnah that appears in Maseches Mechayrus, the sugyas in Yevamos, all the sugyas that tell us there's a din of rovat of ma'aser not being good zolzaim in derabbanan. What do I need a special tachanas demai for? Zamen fund off in the fact that Yehudah Kagol had made a special tachanas demai, that there's something funny about this cheshbon of the chayodim. That the call is simply a Rav Tola Yvamaisa and be Medayek. Oh, Zeman Fando, Rav Tola Yvamaisa is good in a Torah. It's a little bit overkill, because if this is really a Rav Tola Yvamaisa, so then there was no need for Takonis Demai. It should have been Nichlo in the regular parasha, the regular Din Dirabanan, of Rav Tola Yvamaisa not being acceptable, Rav. You don't ask this Kasha. I'm Zevi asking this Kasha. I was talking this over the Mansukis. We were talking a little bit about Rav Tola B'maisa. I was telling him over this Shtikl Torah for the Chayodom. So he asked me this kasha. That was a good kasha. So Rav Aaron Kotler disagreed with this Chayodom. Rav Aaron Kotler said that Demai is bechlal not shayach to this parasha. We're learning the wrong sugya. The whole discussion about Demai being the Rabbanon is nothing at all to do with Rav Tola B'maisa. Zakti Baran the following. When you're being done on Demai, what are we being done on? What's the rove and what's the miut? So the Chayodim said that the rove is, did a hafroshes maisa take place? That's the rove. So rove amiyaris ba'asr name, that's the report from the survey. And therefore the rove is that a maisa hafroshes maisa took place. And the miut is that a hafroshes maisa didn't take place. And that's a Rav Tola B'maisa, and you can discuss the Raisa Dirvan, you can pilpo, Zoy Shteit Nechayodim. Says Rabbi Aaron, this Bechla that we're being done on. We're not being done on was the Hafroshes Maisa took place now. We're being done not on the Maisa, what are we being done on? What Cheftza, or the what? Or the Gavra. Is this farmer in front of us Isha Nehman or not? The Din is Erech and Bisur. If you're dealing with a regular frum guy, he has the manas in Yisurim. Elders a din that a choshel adam lo dan v'lo made. If a person is choshel, let's say a guy eats treifs, he can't be the mashkiach in the restaurant. If a guy doesn't observe shatnas, he can't be the shatnas checker. If a person does kitas v'shvacha, they can't check the mikveh for us. So there's a din that if you're choshel adam, you're not nambon l'gabi that dova. So we're being done right now on this farmer. Give me a good name for a farmer. Give me a good, what's a good farmer's name?
Ted.
What?
Ted.
Ked?
Ted.
Ted. Okay, but I need a more Jewish farmer. Binyamin. Farmer Binyamin. I don't like the ring of that, okay? We'll call him Farmer Brown, all right? So far, he's a frum guy. Maybe. He keeps Shabbos. Does he keep Maisus? We don't know. So we have a latest asafik about Farmer Brown, and we want to know, is he Yedisha Neman or not? We have no idea. We are not discussing whether he was Mafish Maisus right now. That's not our topic. Our topic is he Yedisha Neman or not? So how do you know whether he's an Isha Neman? So we do a survey. And the survey is that 90% of farmers are Taka Nemanim. Abazoi, that 90% of farmers are Nemanim. Then we could kick in the din of Erech and Abisurin. And Ramel is going to be Neman. So the reason why the Tvu is Mutim in HaTaira is not the Parish of Reiv. It's not a Chram Lahatis that's the Matir. The Matir is Erech and Abisurin. We're using rove to determine whether this fellow is part of those individuals who are mafresh or not, but we're not being done on a particular maisa afrosha. And kolzma, we're not being done on a particular maisa afrosha, and that's not a rove atonim b'maisa. It's a gevaldik avort. Moshe, think about it. It's a deep avort. It's a deep avort that Rav Aaron is saying. So I'll call upon and get back to our story. So we don't have a convincing raya one way or the other whether rove atonim b'maisa is no good min atar mid derabbanan, but this is impacting on our Gemara. Because our Gemara is accepting the possibility of cheskas or baduk, and every cheskas baduk is a potential problem. Every cheskas baduk is a potential violation of Rav Tola B'maisa. And if you really believe, like the Ramban, the Rav Tola B'maisa is no good in the Torah, how do you explain away cheskas or baduk? Well, the problem is that the only way to say that is to say the maestros were taken off of it, because everything, the starting point is tevel. Everything grows as tevel, and now you have to assume a fresh took place, so that's putting it too close to the realm of Maisa.
So
Something more is talking to give a case that maybe you started for animals to feed, so therefore, like, something could be not kettle automatically if you have intention not to.
No. Well, there are dinim deraisa, dinim derabanan. What you're allowed to do with tevel is that achilas haroi is mutter, kanamaris behem rais. It's not really tevel with deraisa. Those are technical details. But if I want to eat it in a way that tevel is prohibited to be in, so I have to either prove based on roiv that's not tevel, or I have to prove based on echad misurin that's not tevel. So anyway, so that was just a side point. Back to the main show, main thrust of what we're talking about. So at the end of the show on Thursday, we developed this yisoid from the Bina Sodom that there's a rov, and there's chazaka. And when I say chazaka, I do not mean chazaka mekar at all. What I mean is that the chazaka is, these are the facts, and it's a yediyah that these are the facts. It's not a rov. It's not a majority, this is the way it is. This is the way it is on Saturday. This is the edus. These are certainty. Self-evident truths, as we spoke a little bit about on Thursday. So says the Chayodom, when you're dealing, going down the route of the parish of Rov, then there are limitations of Rov Atal B'Maisa. When you know the facts to be true, it doesn't concern me how I got to that knowledge. Even if I got to that knowledge through ascertaining that a Maisa happened, but L'Maisa, I have knowledge of that, of those facts. So Chayodom goes on to explain that this idea that Rov parts ways from Chazaka, this is highlighted by a very, very famous comment in the Shit Mekubetzes. I don't think I put it on the Marmikom, did I? Okay. It's hard to go a whole year without quoting the Shit Mekubetzes. Last year we quoted it, and Chulin, no doubt, quoted it in other years. It's a famous, famous comment. What's the most famous Shit Mekubetzes in Bamatzia Davav Amabes? Who remembers? Anyone on Zooms for that one? Most famous Shit Mekubetzes, what?
It's a Kokoin by it's a Vadei.
Vadei. Gemara tells us a famous din, commenting on the Pasuk in Parshas Chukasai. B'chol masar bakar v'tzoin, kol asher yavor tachas hashovet, hasri yakodesh l'Hashem. There's a mitzvah ma'aseh behema. You have to count out the animals, and the tenth animal, hasri yakodesh l'Hashem. Kum t'ter Shem HaPen says, Asiri Vadai, Vale Asiri Sofek. The only time there's a din of Maisa Behema is if I could say with absolute, beyond a shadow of a doubt, certainty that this is the tenth animal. If there's any latest a Sofek whatsoever, if I'm not sure whether this is the tenth animal, we'll see in a moment why I don't know. So that's not called Maisa Behema. The mitzvah, the parish of Maisa Behema was given to us Asiri Vadai, Shteitin Teshba Pevale Asiri Sofek. Comes the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Becheiros, all the dinner of Maseches Behema, the last brach of Maseches Becheiros, and the Mishnah gives us an example. The Gemara B'Metzia Davav and Beis quotes this Mishnah as an example of Asir Avadim and Asir Sofek. What's the case? Who remembers? How's it thought? Kofatz. What? Kofatz Echad Mamim L'Seichai. A guy sitting there, this farmer Brown, he's going ahead and he's counting off his animals. He's an animal farmer also, not just a crop farmer. He's an animal, he's counting off his animals. And he says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 10. Mice are good. He's counted off 1,000 animals. He's got another 30,000 to go. And one of the animals that was already counted, you have to be careful because once the animal's already counted, it's niftar me mice behema. It should never go back into the original bunch. But this particular animal wasn't particularly interested in listening to the halacha. It's kafenachim ibnuim l'saychai. It was already counted, and now it jumps back in to join its friends that have not yet been counted. And now I'm having a big pickle, because to me all animals look the same. So now I have 30,000 animals left in the deer, left in the barn. 29,999 are still chayavim in Maisa Behema, and one of them is potter. And I have absolutely no way of knowing which is which. You know what the Mishnah says? All remaining 29,000 plus animals are all potter in Maisa Behema. There's no mitzvah to take Maisa Behema anymore. You know why? Because any and every one that I'm going to pull out of this bunch, I'm going to have to throw my hands up and say, I don't really know whether it's Chayiv, Maisa Behema. I don't know whether this is a Kosher Maisa Behema, because maybe it's the magic one that was Nifter ready. It was ready one of the Benuyim. And therefore, Kulam Peturin, there's no Mitzvah Maisa Behema anymore. Finish. Come on, go home. Come back next year. So, Frek, the Rishonim Akasha, Taiz Yastakasha, Shibukubetz Yastakasha, says, I don't understand. Raif. the overwhelming or good odds are in your favor that any animal that you pull out to be the 10th animal out of the remaining 30,000 is going to be one that is chayev. There's an off chance that this may be the bad one, but what happened to Rav? So comes the Shibbe Kabetzis in the name of the Rosh and says, the answer is very simple. Row from today till tomorrow, I'll be the Sveikal in Afka. Is it still blight the Sofik? It's still a Sofik. So even though the Rove is that it's most probably Chayav, there's this gnawing feeling in the back of my mind that maybe it's Potter, and me the Sveikal in Afka. So even though you have a Rove, it's still called the Sofik. I can't give a Shibbe Kabetzis. So you do a foursome, the Gedalia Charedim, Reb Kevegan, the Shiv Shmaitzer, the Dvar Avraham, everyone goes to town with the Shibbe Kabetzis. What did the Shibbe Kabetzis just say? So basically what the Shibbe Kabetzis just told us is that even though you have a rove is not a what, Rabbi say? A rove is not a what? It's not a birur. You haven't proven what the facts are. This Shibbe Kabetzis sounds very, very strong supportive of the idea that a rove is a hanhoga. You have to be nayig this way, but it's still blight the soft. If Rove would be a biror, so then, what do you mean a siri vado, a siri sofik? That's nishkin sofik. So it's clear from the Shibbe Kabetzis that Rove is b'taras hanhoga, not b'taras biror. That doesn't bode well in the Elamei Yeshivas, because we're used to thinking that Rove is a biror. Remember we said, Chazok is hanhoga most probably, Rove is most probably a biror, so how do you make sense of this? So anyone remember the famous Shev Shmaitza? Shev Shmaitza is a very, very famous beer in the Shibbe Kabetzis. Shev Shmaitza claims that the Shibbe Kabetzis only said this chiddush, this razzle-dazzle vort, that Rove is not a beer. He only said it by Reuben the Issa Kamon, like in the case of the animals, because there, all the facts are in front of me. It's like the Teisha Chanuyas. It's like the three Dayonim. So when you have a Reuben the Issa Kamon, the Mir is Kamon the Issa, the Mir is still here. So that's B'teres Hanhog and B'teres Biru. Aber Reuben the Leisa Kamon, when the miyot isn't Eved Lefaneinu, so that's B'teres Bir and not B'teres Hanhoga. The famous word from the Shev Shmaitza. Just as an aside, if you go back to last week's shiur, according to one day in Rashi and Chulin, Ruv D'Leisa Kamon is learned out from Ruv D'Issa Kamon, which would be very bizarre. How in the world could you learn out one from another if they're so radically different B'chol Tokfum? So this Shev Shmaitza would only make sense according to that day in the Rashi that they're really two different Mekeiris. One is Lach Masideh and one is the Pasuk. But again, another time, another place. So if you work with this assumption, not like the Shev Shmaitza, if you work with the assumption that the Shibbe Kabetzis really meant it, that roves are takanat birurim, roves are on huggis, and it's still blight the Sofik. So comes the Chayyadim, and he understood the Shibbe Kabetzis the way. He quotes the Shibbe Kabetzis. In that piece of the Bidus Adam, he quotes the Shibbe Kabetzis, and he says, Bamed devar mamurim, the state of Shibbe Kabetzis, state in the Rosh, that a rove is still blight the Sofik. That's when it's only a rove. Oh, but when it's a Yediyah Vadois, and what's the code phrase for Yediyah Vadois in Chazal? When it's a what, Rabbi say? When it's a Chazokah, when Chazal used the phrase Chazokah, Chazokah is a horse of a different color. Chazokah means it's not a Sofik anymore. Chazokah means it's not inside, it's a Yediyah Vadois. The Shibbe Kabetzis never would have said such a thing. So basically, comes the Chayodom and develops this Yesod that not all roves are the same. Not all statistics are the same. You reach a certain point, and again, how do you know when you reach that point? Hard to know, but Chazal, tell us that secret by invoking the word Chazokah. Once you've reached the realm of Chazokah, then the world has changed. You've exited the world of Anhogis, you've exited the world of Sveikis, and now you're in the world of Yedias, of Ados. And then Afkamina's Ladina. It's not called the Sufik anymore. Look at Maisa Behema. You have a right to follow it, even when it's a Talib Maisa. All the rules that govern roves fall by the wayside when you haven't entered into the world of the Avados. As we mentioned on Thursday, even if there wouldn't have been a Din of Achram Mahatis, even if there wouldn't have been a Lach Moshe Masinai, if I have Yedi, I don't need the Rabban Shem, I don't need the Terek Kadesh to tell me to follow what I know to be true. If the truth is self-evident, I don't need the Pasuk Chumash to tell me to follow it. It's true, it's true. So it's true even, not called the Sofik, it's true even when it's a Talib Maisa. And the last akuda of the sugya before we begin to the next sugya, yeah.
The case of the Kafat Efem that's a chazaka, or that's a rove?
I didn't say it's a chazaka, that's a rove. That's why it's still called the Sofik.
Oh. Yeah. That's hard to find, when we're going to say that something's a chazaka down on Tzadi.
Because we're not even sure that it exists.
Yeah.
So the Teretz says, we know that most people do B'digas Chometz. That wasn't the Suffolk. The Suffolk of the Gemara was, has it reached the point of being an Anan Tzadi? It's not that there was one day in the Gemara that nobody does B'digas Chometz. Everyone knows that people do B'digas Chometz. The Shaila is, has it reached the point of an Anan Tzadi or not? That's the Suffolk. So there's one last akuda to sugya before we move on to the next one. Says the Chayyadim, Kayyaytse Boy, and this is a throwback to those who've been with us back in previous years, and Chulim, we didn't talk about this too much, but back to the Bava Kama days. There's a famous klal of En Hochim B'Mamon HaCharov. Come on, the third pech of Bava Kama, sixth pech of Bava Basra. En Hochim B'Mamon HaCharov. I can't be mitzi mamon based on rov. The pashta dvarim, that's a din min haTorah. We spoke a lot about that in the pasha shmeitzes and taisim. And there's a lot of tirus about that. But we're going to work with the assumption right now. It's a din min haTorah. Enochem mamon acharav. You can't be mitzi mamon based on rov. So there is a gemara in Baba Basra, the Hamid Aleph, that seems to fly in the face of this. The gemara has the following shayla. What's the din if I come to you and I say, you owe me $100. I don't have a shtar. I have eidim who testified you owe me $100. And I'm saying you didn't pay back yet. And you say you did pay back. What's the din? So you're Naaman. Right, no question about it, right? You're Naaman to pay. No question about that. That's the din. You're Naaman even without Aim to say payback. But what if I come to you before this Zman Piron? This Zman Piron is next week. And I come to you 3 days before and I say, you owe me $100. And you say you paid back already. You know what the Gemara says? You're not Naaman to say you paid back. You know why? Why are you not paying back? People tend not to pay back loans before they're due. When was the last time you paid the IRS? I'll pay in advance for next April 15th. Let me get them and get ahead of the game. I mean, people pay, you know, the estimate, that's a different cheshbon. But generally, people don't like to pay money until they have to do so. People are not running. Halavai, the Gemara says, Havai, she from his manui. Many people don't even pay back when they're supposed to pay back. Havachai before him. So therefore, the Gemara says, Chazok einadam pereh b'sech zmano. Therefore, when the person advanced that responds to the tithe and said, I pay back already, we completely ignore that. We assume it's not true. And I'm going to win the din Torah now. You know what's the kasha, everybody say? What's kasha? Ein hochem amen acharev. How in the world can we make you pay back the money because you probably didn't pay back? Chazok einadam pereh b'sech zmano. You probably didn't pay back. What's the answer? It's not a probably didn't pay back. It is a definite you didn't pay back. It is a chazakah. Chazal used the word chazakah. Yet Chazal didn't say, Roy b'nei adam einam misham b'sech zmanai. The Gemara says that chazakah einam pereh b'sech zmanai. Since it's chazakah that einam pereh b'sech zmanai, that's not bound by the limitations of einochem b'momen achaharev. Einochem b'momen achaharev. We can't use rov to take away from muchzok. But if we know for a fact that Reuven owes Shimon the money, so we take the money from Reuven, we give it to Shimon. But the Gemara says Chazaka, that's tantamount, that's the equivalent of knowing it for a fact. So this is the Chayyadim Shtikul Torah. This is the Chayyadim's whole Mahalach, his whole Biyam. So a couple of the Chayyadim has developed for us this entire Yisayid that permeates our Sugya in terms of why you say Chazaka, that there was a B'dikas Chometz. Pais is chaskos abaduk al atzad, that's true. It's not a rov, because otherwise we'd fall short of rov atal b'maisa. That explains the Gemara b'mavasa that, hey, the chazaka in unpereh b'sech zmano could still be used, even though it's didi mominus, because it's not really a rov, it's a chazaka. That would force the Shit Mekubetzes in B'metziah to part ways with chazakas. Shemubetz only said, is yisod by rov, not by chazaka. This all appears in the Sefer B'nes Adam Chai Adam. So, truth to be told, I first heard this Mahalach in Rav HaTorah B'Maisa when I learned Psachim the first time in Mordechai Marcus at Tzalech Livracha. So he was the first one who introduced to me this concept. I don't remember that he quoted it from the Chayyadim, but I do remember that he developed this whole Yisoid, a difference between Rose versus Chazokas based on this Mahalach. But again, I don't remember whether he was saying that B'tam Atzmai, but it says it Beferish Kimat Verbatim in the Sefer Binas Adam. Okay, by sight, that was the Shirayim from last Sugya. Okay, ready to start Shia for today? Okay, we got another recording in.
Yeah, do another recording.
Yeah, of course he does. Yeah.